with the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Developers are proposing to build a high-speed magnetic levitation train line between Baltimore and Washington. The $13 billion maglev project is designed to cut the hour-long train trip to a mere 15 minutes, with trains traveling at more than 300 miles an hour. The train line, to be funded in part by the Japanese government and built by a company called Baltimore-Washington Rapid Rail, would use cutting-edge technology pioneered in Japan. Maglev trains use magnets to suspend a train in a U-shaped concrete guideway so they travel without friction. The proposal is being reviewed by the Federal Railroad Administration. Supporters praise the Maryland Maglev, which would run mostly underground along the Baltimore-Washington Parkway corridor, as a way to reduce highway traffic and emissions. It would also potentially boost the lagging economy of Baltimore by making it easier for people to work in D.C. and commute to buy homes in Charm City. But opponents criticize the rail line, in part because its path could cut through the edge of the Patuxent Research Refuge and other protected federal lands, disrupting wildlife habitat and wetlands. Another possible route would run through a more suburban area. An intense clash over the rail project has found a stage in the Maryland General Assembly. There, State Delegate Julian Ivey, a Democrat from Prince George's County, has introduced a bill called the Stop Maglev Act of 2021. Ivey testified during a recent hearing on the bill.
The proposals only include stops in Washington, D.C., the city of Baltimore, and also at BWI. The project severely neglects the urgent need for updated and affordable public transportation infrastructure in the area. However, the privately proposed project does provide a luxurious alternative for high-income residents of Washington, D.C. and Baltimore that commute between the two cities.
Susan McCutcheon is with a citizens group called Bladensburg Residents Against the Maglev.
I support House Bill 704 because the siting proposed for this transportation project will irrevocably impinge on valuable and protected property.
Wayne Rogers is chairman of Baltimore-Washington Rapid Rail. He said the not-in-my-backyard suburban effort to block the project, as expressed in the state legislation, is off track because the decision will be made by law at the federal level by the Federal Railroad Administration, not by state lawmakers. Here's Rogers.
The Stop the Maglev Act is an affront to the large majority of Marylanders who seek opportunity and a future driven by superior infrastructure, a clean environment, and not traffic congestion, air pollution, and climate change.
Because the train line would end in the long-neglected, majority African-American Cherry Hill neighborhood of South Baltimore, some civil rights organizations, including the NAACP, are supporting the construction project for its economic development potential. This is Jason Rodriguez of the National Action Network, founded by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
It represents jobs, businesses, development opportunities, community growth for millions along the Northeast Corridor.
Although it remains unclear whether the Maglev project will ever receive funding or approval, its potential to disrupt some wildlife habitat needs to be balanced against its greater potential to boost human lives, jobs, and communities in the economic wilderness of South Baltimore. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Abel Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.